In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A common prokimenon for the Theotokos who will say it tonight is, I shall commemorate thy name in every generation and generation. And then the stikos, which is shorter tonight, but in the paraklesis, which we have been singing, is a full psalm verse, is, hearken, O daughter, and see, and incline thine ear, and forget thine own people and thy father's house, and the king shall greatly desire thy beauty. This is from the Psalms, from Psalm 44, and it is about the Theotokos. And we can tell this not only from the tradition of the church, which has always understood it to be so, so this is why it is in our service for her dormition, and why we sing it in the paraklesis service before the gospel, but also because of the context of the psalm. There are many things in the Gospels and in the, especially in the Old Testament, really. I meant to say many things in the Old Testament about the Theotokos. We read a couple of them today. We read three readings. Two of them were about her. One of them was about Jesus Christ. Of course, she bore Jesus Christ, so we always think of Jesus Christ when we think of her. The first was about the ladder reaching to heaven, right? That was the one that Jacob saw. And that, of course, is, as it was said in the scripture, the gate of heaven. Well, the gate of heaven is the Theotokos. And then also there is the gate that would be shut. The prince would go through and then it would be shut, the one from Ezekiel. And that, of course, is referring to the ever-virginity of the Theotokos. It's right there for people to see, but it's not well understood. But I want to talk today about this psalm especially. Oh, by the way, the third reading is not about the Theotokos. It's about wisdom. Wisdom is Jesus Christ. Wisdom had built her house. Wisdom is referred here as a female, but it is actually Jesus Christ that is being referred to as wisdom. And of course, when we think of the Theotokos, we think of Jesus Christ. So those are the three Old Testament readings. But then there are many Old Testament references to the Theotokos, and this is preeminent among them. Now this psalm is about is a messianic psalm, and it has many things about Jesus Christ in the beginning of it. It speaks about, my heart hath poured forth a good word. I will speak of my works to the king. My tongue is the pen of a swiftly writing scribe. Comely art thou in beauty more than the sons of men. Grace hath been poured forth on thy lips, wherefore God hath blessed thee forever. This is Jesus Christ being talked about. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O mighty one, in thy comeliness and in thy beauty, and bend thy bow, and proceed prosperously and be king. Because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall guide thee wondrously. This is about Jesus Christ. It goes on. But then, after this period of verses, basically 1 through 9, that are about our Lord and Savior, then it's segues into a little bit about the Theotokos. And this is how we know by context it is about her. Because it says, at thy right hand stood the queen, arrayed in a vesture of inwoven gold, adorned in varied colors. Hearken, O daughter, and see, and incline thine ear, and forget thine own people and thy father's house. And the king shall greatly desire thy beauty, for he himself is thy Lord, and thou shalt worship him. And then it goes on to say, all the glory of the daughter of the king is within. With gold-fringed garments is she arrayed, adorned in varied colors. The glory of the Most Holy Mother of God is within. Not only that she bore Jesus Christ, but after bearing this holy and blessed fruit, she lived a holy and blessed life, being changed eternally by bearing the one who is eternal within her womb. So her glory is within in two ways. In that she bore our Lord, and she is more spacious than the heavens, platitera, and also for the holiness of her, for her voluntary holiness, living about, always concerned with eternity, both before and after the birth of her son. Then at the end of this psalm is, I shall commemorate thy name in every generation and generation. I think we should take this as a prophecy of what the Theotokos would say and what the church does today. Remember in Luke when she went to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant with St. John the Baptist, and Elizabeth said, what is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And then the Theotokos says this beautiful sort of soliloquy, and she says that all generations shall call me blessed. And so it has been since that time that all generations have called the Mother of God blessed. I think one hallmark of the true faith is true veneration of the Mother of God. If a group that calls itself Christian does not have veneration of the Mother of God, they cannot be the church. Because they would not be fulfilling this promise, this prophecy, that all generations would call me blessed. Also, if they have some sort of sick kind of veneration of the Mother of God that sort of elevates her as almost a fourth person of the Holy Trinity, then they cannot be the Church. We venerate the Mother of God because she voluntarily obeyed our Lord, and she bore God, and much more than that, after bearing God, she lived a holy life and was a mentor to the apostles. And we owe much of what we know, the mind of the church, to the Theotokos, who taught the things that her son taught her, both by words when he grew up with her, but also in ways that we cannot understand. In a spiritual way, she learned things. And she passed that on to the disciples and the apostles, and therefore to us. So tonight we are obeying this promise, this command really, because a prophecy, there's a command to fulfill the prophecy, both in the Old Testament and in the New, where the Psalm 44 says, I shall commemorate thy name in every generation and generation, right after speaking about the Queen, who is all glorious within. And the Queen herself stated that all generations shall call me blessed. So we are obeying that prophecy and that command tonight. And we obey it every day in our prayers when we ask the Most Holy Mother of God to save us and help us. And when we venerate her memory and consider her to be the holiest example of a mortal human being. So may God help us to worthily commemorate the name of the Most Holy Mother of God, who bore Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.